Unhappy health workers are protesting at Stormont today over pay. Their unions claim the Northern Ireland Executive and the Health Minister are all failing to fully resource a public health service and the staff who deliver it, and that the price of this failure is being paid by healthcare workers forced to work longer for less and feeling unable to deliver the service patients deserve. Anne Speed is from the Unison. And businessman Erwin Armstrong is always on the line this morning. Why are you protesting? Put this into sort of 30 seconds a minute for us.
Good morning. Health workers, 4 years of a pay freeze, then an imposed 1%, which was an inadequate uplift, 2013. 2014, a once-off 1% wasn't consolidated on the pay. 2015, no offer. Health workers are worth it. They look after the well-being of the people. If we're planning for the future of the health service, the executive have got to incorporate a realistic plan for uplifting pay and meeting the needs of the health workers.
So how is this affecting your members on a sort of a day-to-day basis?
Well, the value of their pay is decreasing. Prices haven't stood still. They're having to cope with all the bills which are rising, and their money is decreasing in value because it hasn't risen.
I mean, Department of Health officials say that they've repeatedly sought to engage with the trade unions, have refused to enter into discussions on a settlement for this year. Is that true?
That is absolutely untrue. We have a request in to Minister Hamilton since June or July, and he hasn't been able to meet us. We did have one date for September, and it was postponed because of the in-out political arrangement that was going on at the executive. But we have had no offer on pay for 2015 to date.
So to be clear, the only meeting that was arranged was cancelled because of the in-out ministerial policy?
Absolutely.
Erwin Armstrong, do you have sympathy with Anne and her colleagues?
I do have some sympathy with Anne and her colleagues, but I just think they have been very unfortunate in their timing today. You know, on a day whenever we hear the very sad news from Ballymena, on a day when we hear that the health service is going to be completely transformed in Northern Ireland, I don't know the full details yet, or I suspect as anybody, and the junior doctors have got an 11% pay raise. I think the sort of all of those things have come together at a time where there's probably less sympathy than there might have been. You know, people who have jobs and absolutely secure jobs compared to the people in the private sector who are losing jobs. You know, I think people in their own minds will make that comparison. But that's not to say that, you know, I can sympathise with the issues of having a 1%. Pay increase or no pay increase, as the case may be. I just think the timing is a bit unfortunate. We'd be much better to wait until after we see the changes that are going to be proposed for the health service in Northern Ireland. We all know, and nobody's been prepared to do anything about it in Northern Ireland, that we don't need so many centres. We need centres of excellence. You know, for me, you know, if I'm going to go to a hospital as an emergency, I don't mind if I'm travelling a little bit further, if I know I'm going to get the best people with the best experience at the end of it. And this idea that everybody has to have a hospital in their local town, that no longer is true, because the skills, et cetera, required have to be honed within an environment that specialises in certain things.
Is that not a fair point, Dan, that Erwin makes about the timing of this?
Well, look, who was to know when we were planning this last week that there was going to be such a decision? And we absolutely want to express our solidarity with those workers in Ballymena. But the public sector has to set the standards for decent pay. It also has to set the standards for proper engagement. And unfortunately, we've been treated with, you know, in a something of a similar way, because the minister is making a statement about the future of the health service without any engagement with the key stakeholders in the service, who are the workers, besides obviously the patients. So,
but you could have delayed your action. You know, you could have waited to see what the minister is going to say. You could have waited in terms of what had happened yesterday. You could have put this back a week or two.
The health workers have been waiting a year, And because there's difficulty in one part of the economy, should the workers in the public sector go away and forget about everything? I don't think so. The minister closed down the partnership forum. He closed it down 18 months ago. And we have no channel to actually discuss or raise the issues of the future of the health service. So we've been treated something similar to the Ballymena workers, being in the last in the line to be told about what's going on.
But if
we're not impressed by that.
If the health budget is under as much strain as we all know that it is, and you know, before the minister's going to be able to address your concerns, he's going to have to find some money. If what he's doing today allows him to do that, and then he addresses your concerns, surely it's worth waiting for.
The needs of, well, as I said, we've been waiting a year. This is a reminder that in terms of, first of all, the efforts by the politicians to get a deal, to get an economic deal and give the economy a financial stimulus, they've got to incorporate planning for decent pay within the economy.
Erwin?
And decent pay for health workers. And the other thing is that we have no channel open to us to discuss the future of the health service. They need to reopen that partnership forum and we need to be consulted.
Okay, last word to you, Erwin.
I have no doubt that the health service is a very important part of what we all do. We are all agreed that it needs reform. I think we should wait until we see the reform and see if we can cut costs to free up some money. And until we do that, I don't think very much is going to happen.
Okay, thanks to you both, Anne Speed from Unison and also businessman Erwin Armstrong and those health workers protesting at Stormont today.